Right, so can you just tell me a little bit about what you do at Caravansa?
Sure. I have come here, I have a background in landscape architecture, and so my desire is to plant this area up a lot more and to bring especially productive plants, like edible plants, to the forefront so that people remember where their food has actually come from, and moreover can participate in the making of, or the growing of their own food.
Okay. Do you actually live in East London then? Or
I do, yeah. I live in Plaistow.
Okay, so how, I mean, was you here before Caravansa?
No, I came to London for this reason.
Yeah, okay,
I saw there was an advert for this internship on a job posting that I frequently looked at, and here I am.
All right. So how do you think Caravansa is helping East London?
I think it's providing something really, really different, which is exciting and intriguing, just because it looks very different from anything else that you see in this area. People always stop and kind of look in and wonder. And it's even, it gets people stopping and asking us, like, hey, what is this place? You know, if nothing else, like, it gets people interested in what is it that's going on behind those blue hoardings, or the little bits that they can see in the screened area. You know, it's like, what's happening in there?
Yeah.
It looks intriguing and exciting and just different, radically different.
Okay.
Maybe that's difficult for some people to like get in on, like that place looks weird, but I think it gets a lot of people talking nonetheless. The thing about this project is that it's reuniting a lot of like-minded people, which was like, I arrived on the Sunday and I started the internship on the Monday, so, and then I met all of these, like, there was 20 of us when we started, so it was really, I immediately had a sense of community, even if people weren't from this part of town necessarily. It was a bunch of like-minded people coming together, and I think that that's the beauty of the Caravanserai, is that it can bring together those like-minded people. So if we hold an event that is a certain type of food event, or a language event, or an arts and crafts event, or anything like that, it is bringing people together that has that kind of like, hey, this is interesting. I'm meeting other people that also want to eat well, or learn how to knit.
So how are you finding engaging the community with this project? How are you finding?
I'm finding it can be a little bit difficult at times. A lot of the times, a lot of people, I feel there's a resistance because maybe their house was on this site, and then they're like, well, what the hell, I got moved out and now what's going on here, type of thing. So there is a little bit of a resistance about getting them to tell us what they want to expect and what they would like to see happen here.